Hi there, this is Annie, and happy Valentine's Day. I'm going to be reading the first couple of paragraphs from my story, Click. Click is included in the literary mixtape anthology for Valentine's Day entitled Nothing But Flowers. The anthology will go live at 9 o'clock Australian time tomorrow and run online for 24 hours. The proceeds are going to Grantham Flood Support, so I'd encourage you to get on over to the Facebook page or go to the site, literarymixtapes.wordpress.com, and go and read a story an hour. Mine goes up at 5 o'clock Brisbane time. So I will get on with my reading. Click. Eva slumped onto the remnants of steps to rest her throbbing feet. Not even the gloaming could romanticise the horror around her. Palatial homes laid erased. Their contents, spewing across the street, were blackened by explosions, picked over by looters, and by the growing, desperate homeless. She scanned the mounds of rubble. The airman she'd seen drop couldn't be too far away. She needed to find him in the next few minutes or be forced to leave him to his fate amongst the falling bombs and the broken bones of houses. Eva stumbled across to the next corner where the smell of dank fires and burning flesh hung heavily in the air. He lay crumpled over a fence, his parachute as ragged as his breathing. He struggled to stand and pull the silky material away from his body. After being so focused on finding him, she felt awkward. Sir, I saw you fall. She picked up the edge of the chute and began folding it roughly, stepping towards the swaying figure. I'm here to help. It's not safe out here. His hand clutched at hers as he fell to the ground. Eva threw off the remaining parachute and sucked in her breath as she saw the uniform of the murderous enemy. She stared, discomfort building. She ought to escape and report him to the authority. She risked imprisonment for helping the enemy. Eva tried to twist her hand out of his grip, her heart hammering. Please. It was barely an audible whisper. He tightened his grip on her arm. A tiny semicircle scar contrasted on his white knuckles. Eva stopped struggling as a random memory of a fishing trip a lifetime ago with friends struck her. Hooks were made into makeshift tattoo guns as they drunkenly attempted to score one another's hands. Don't be afraid, I'm not, he rasped again, jolting her into the present. She frowned, unable to identify the wandering accent or the familiar scar. Crouching, Eva grasped his face and stared at it, failing once again to recognise the rough features. The airman was young, and with his eyes half closed, he looked no more a rapist or murderer than her own brother. Eva squeezed her eyes against tears as she thought of Troy and reluctantly poured water over from her flask into the airman's mouth. A siren began to scream. Eva could make out the rumble of engines as flashes of light against the black night echoed explosions into the distance. Aided by the watery light of a dim moon, they would soon find their target. And I'll leave you at that. If you'd like to read the rest of it, please get on over to the site at 5 o'clock when mine goes live, or go and buy the book and support Grantham Flood Support. I'll catch you around.